shield-like bearing his slate before him. Amid stares and jeers, he moves slowly up and down, at his turning points again, changing his inscription to, "Charity believeth all things," and then, "Charity never faileth." The word charity, as originally traced, remained throughout uneffaced, not unlike the left-hand numeral of a printed date, otherwise left for convenience in blank. To some observers, the singularity, if not lunacy, of the stranger was heightened by his muteness, and perhaps also by the contrast to his proceedings afforded in the actions. Quite in the wonted and sensible order of things, of the barber of the boat, whose quarters, under a smoking saloon and over against a bar room, was next door but two to the captain's office. As if the long, wide covered deck, hereabouts built up on both sides with shop-like windowed spaces, were some Constantinople arcade or bazaar, where more than one trade is plied, this river barber, aproned and slippered, but rather crusty-looking for the moment, it may be from being newly out of bed, was throwing upon his premises for the day, and suitably arranging the exterior. With business-like dispatch, having rattled down his shoulders, and at palm tree angle, set out in the iron fixture his little ornamental pole, and this without much tenderness for the elbows and